Hello. Welcome to another Language of Music Project interview. This is Clark, and I'm here with...
You want to Heike? Say your Yes, I'm Heike, Heike Kegler from Berlin, Germany, and living and playing music in Beijing, China.
Cool. How long have you been in Beijing?
I'm going on 16 years now, so in August will be 16.
Okay.
Years. Yeah.
And you've lived here constantly that whole time, or...?
Yes, I mean, I go back home to Berlin like at least once, if not twice a year, definitely for Christmas, and then usually around like summer or autumn time. Yeah.
Okay. Why did you choose to come to Beijing in the first place?
I studied Sinology, which is like China studies, back in Berlin, and so yeah. Then actually, I got a scholarship to come study in Beijing and. The original plan was to come study, you know, like better my Chinese and just, you know, obviously go live and see the country that I'd chosen out of interest. And then I just never went back. So the original plan was 1 year to come study in Beijing.
Okay, cool. And so 1 year turned into 16.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I just kind of never went back. I mean. The first year just went by so quickly, you know, time just passes so quickly, and I wasn't happy with my Chinese yet, and so I reapplied for the scholarship and got an extension. So then I stayed for the second year, and then it just kind of, well, things all fell into place in a weird way that I ended up just staying here. So.
Cool. You play, so what instruments do you play?
My main instrument is cello.
Uh-huh.
Which I started playing from the age of 8.
Okay.
So coming from a strong classical background, of course. I play a bit of, like, I mean, very mediocre piano, and I strum the guitar a bit, and I sing. But really, my main instrument is cello.
Okay. Yeah. Is the piano here in your house, is that your main, or do you play that? You're the one that plays that?
Yes, that's my piano. Like, I really missed having a piano here for a long time, and then I found this second-hand piano from some Japanese people who moved back home. So I got a good deal on it, and I was so happy to finally have a piano. Even though I don't play it well, but I enjoy playing, and like just for myself, basically, because at my parents' place, I mean, I grew up having a piano in the living room, and I would always just like be playing, and so I really missed it for a few years, actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you said you're classically trained. Did you take, like, you studied classical music for a long time when you were younger? And
So I mean, with the cello, which is a classical instrument, so I took up lessons when I was 8, and all the way until 19, and like during my teenage years, I became like just, I got very busy and very involved, like playing various youth orchestras in Berlin mainly, and also some like semi-professional ensembles, stuff like that. And then since my plan was to come to Beijing only for 1 year, I didn't bring my cello for that year. But then when I decided to stay for another year, I thought, okay, I cannot not have my cello or like not be playing for like 2 years. So then I brought my cello over, and then anyway I ended up staying here, so I've always had my cello with me then. Only problem was then I couldn't find like a symphony orchestra to participate in, because in China it's not the same environment really as in Germany. I mean, you don't have like high level amateur orchestras or semi-professional orchestras, youth orchestras at a very high level or something that you can simply participate in for the fun of it. So like either you are inscribed in some university that happens to have an orchestra, if you're lucky that they even have like a Western style symphony orchestra, not a Chinese one. So like basically I just never got back into like big orchestra playing, and so I started doing more like chamber music with some friends, and Yeah.
So you haven't really been able to find any orchestras to play with here?
No, it just doesn't really exist. I mean, it's also then coming from the foreigners who then discover that there's no such landscape in China. So there is actually a semi-professional, like amateur for the fun of it kind of orchestra. that was founded by a Russian here.
Oh, yeah.
And so I participated in that for a while, but then I just kind of got too busy. And sometimes I still help out because usually it's like, help, we don't have enough cellos. Yeah, so.
Cool. And so now you, so what other styles of music have you played in your life? I know you were just mentioning a little what you're doing now.
Yeah, so now it all really turned into like various different styles and projects, which is very cool. And I think I'm just lucky that for me, like, improvisation was never a problem. A lot of classical musicians, you know, you're like so trained to read music and play exactly what is written and try to interpret that in a certain way and so on, that a lot of people somehow are very blocked and cannot, you know, if they don't have the score to look at, they don't know what to do. So for me, I think because I also sing, it has just never been a problem to just like improvise. So initially I started playing with Dan Taylor, who's a guy from Yorkshire. So we do this kind of, what we call it, Celtic Baroque folk thing.
This is here in Beijing.
This is here in Beijing. So that's maybe like 3 years ago, actually, that we started playing together. And then it was just kind of like a small explosion of sorts, because after shows, people approached me or said, oh, this is so great, this is so wonderful or something, and oh, also I have a band actually and cello would be so fantastic on it, or, you know, so like basically it just kind of went from this one project where I also finally stepped out of my living room, because I mean, I was always, you know, a musician at heart, let's say that, or, you know, classical ensemble, small stuff, mostly also for corporate gigs here, like corporate events and such.
That's so you've played like been hired to play for corporate events. And,
yes, yes. Yeah. So that's something that you know, let's say music scene or, you know, the people, uh-huh, your friends and so on, never get to see you play or don't even know about. So, you know, and or if I sing or play piano or just play by myself in my living room, nobody would know. So, in that sense, I'm very lucky to have met Dan, because I don't know, like, I would have never, maybe by myself, taken that step outside. I never thought of, like, well, you know, I have some of my own songs and so on, but to take that step outside of your own living room and say, like, I'm gonna go, you know, present this to the world now or something. I don't know if I would have done that by myself. I think I would have always just played by myself, for myself. And this has changed a lot now. So we do this baroque folk thing, so it still has very classical like elements. It's
do you sing in that group?
In that group, no. So Dan plays the guitar and sings, and I play the cello. And then I play with a Chinese guy from Inner Mongolia. It's a similar setup, so he sings and is on the guitar, I play cello. But I also do a bit of vocal harmonies here and there. And as of late, we have also added a tabla player, so it's really interesting, actually. It's also
this folk music, like Sue.
Indie folk. This is
right,
Sue.
Yeah, okay, I saw that show.
Mm. Ah, okay. Yeah, were you at US Space? Did we meet
at US Space? Yeah.
Ah, yeah, so right. So with him also I've played for maybe 2.5 years now. Mm-hmm. And it used to be, until end of last year or early this year, it used to be the two of us, and then Hadi on the tabla was kind of added a few months ago.
Yeah.
And but Sue, for example, I met directly through Dan, because they were friends. And then for a while also we had a Finnish folk musician in Beijing who unfortunately left, so we were just like kind of four friends. We also played some shows together, just like the four of us, and doing some of Sue's songs, some of Hannah's songs, some of Dan's songs. But then Hannah left, unfortunately, so then I've done with the Hutong Yellow Weasels, who still exist, but most members moved to Dali and to Shanghai and so on, so in that sense it fell apart a bit. I think last year, the year before, they just invited me also to sing and play cello and sing with them, so they do like really old time stuff, so
yeah,
very and like put on barn dances and stuff like
old
that.
Time, so kind of like swing old, or Dixieland?
Old time, like fiddle stuff, basically.
Oh, yeah,
like
okay.
Really old vintage gospel and vintage
folk,
also.
Maybe,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, very folksy and
cool.
And then I don't know, the more you're out there, I guess the more people you meet. So somehow I ended up playing with various people, also doing lots of blues. And there was a lot of good feedback from different sides, really, where everybody, I guess, was surprised how well the cello works with blues. Because, like, it's not, you know, the natural combination,
typical, yeah.
Maybe not typical.
Yeah. Right.
But with all these groups, I also got to sing more. And by now, I also did actually have some of my solo shows, so I do have my own songs. And it's quite funny because on my own songs, I rarely even use the cello. I loop a lot. I do mostly kind of like blues, gospel, Motown kind of stuff. And I loop a lot. I, you know, pluck the guitar a bit.
Do you play with a band for that?
For the most part, I'm just doing just me and my loop station, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so cool. Very simple. But some of the songs that I've played with other people also, you know, just kind of we're helping each other out, or you know, maybe it's like two solo artists and we kind of mix it together in one show, and like, you know, she will play on my song, I will play on her song, or something like this.
Yeah.
There's more. There's
cool.
More also. So a few months ago we started this group Just Chillin'. That's three girls on three cellos,
okay.
Two songwriters and everybody sings, so we and a little bit of piano, a little bit of guitar, but always at least two cellos, if not three cellos, playing and singing together. So that's two American friends, and Joy, she writes her own songs, so we do a lot of her songs. We do some of my songs, and we also pick some really fun covers, such as like I'm all about that bass,
Yeah.
You know, so we stand
cool.
up for that and plug it, plug the cellos. So that's like really fun, actually.
Cool.
And
does that and that group plays like in venues? Like
yes, yes. Also same, just live venues around town. And
yeah.
We also just recently, like 2 weeks ago maybe, or so, got offered like a full, like a weekly kind of gig at basically a hotel bar. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so, and yeah, those are the main. Then there's another group called Ad Libitum, but it's not as original as I would like, maybe yet. We do a lot of covers, kind of pop music that I usually wouldn't be into, but the main guy on guitar, somehow he likes those songs a lot, so I just go along with it, and then we throw in a few originals, and
Yeah. Let me ask you a related question. Like, the music, it seems, I've been getting kind of an idea of this from being here. The music scene here is like, I mean, what's it like? Does it seem like a lot of people have to play covers to get work, or is there a lot of original music? Do people like go to each other's shows? Like, does, I mean,
I think it's very intertwined, kind of small in the way that, like, after a while you really know a lot of people. Maybe not all of them, but also with WeChat and applications like this, I mean, there are various groups, also for like secondhand gear, you know, people exchanging gear, like, you know, trying to sell their stuff, and like musicians in Beijing group, and like various music related groups. So it's very kind of open, I think. That's why also you find people like me, for example, playing with different bands, so here and there there's an overlap of people, there's a lot of original music. That's what happens then at the live venues and so on, which is why with that one group that I just mentioned, I'm not so much into playing live venues, because I feel like we do too much covers. Like my idea would be, okay, we go play at DVC, for example, and like it should really be original music. And then there's this whole other world of professional musicians who specifically, you know, go for long-term projects, or, you know, like weekly engagements, and So that's mostly cover stuff, like for, you know, in the hotels, at corporate events and so on.
Yeah, to make
so
money.
For me, yeah, and those overlap in certain venues a little bit, because some venues are maybe called venue because they have a stage and they have, you know, the lights and so on, and they put on a lot of music, but they're more like more a bar than a venue, than a music venue. So then you also get a lot of covers there, or like very danceable music, you know, like a samba band and, yeah, and like a swing band and this kind of stuff. So there's, yeah, these three types, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, places.
Okay, let me, can you think of like a favorite musical moment in your time playing music?
It's always a really good moment, of course, like if you, first of all, you enjoy yourself and you can feel that you're doing a good job, like something is working out very well, for example, when you're on stage. And then, of course, also if you get a really good reaction from the audience, I mean, those moments are always great, you know, if you see it's working, like people actually really enjoy your stuff, or you get a lot of nice comments afterwards and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for me, still, like, with Sue, it has also reached a similar level for me, but mainly like with Dan, who I played with first, we really have just very good chemistry, like, and communication, like music-wise. Somehow it really just works so well, and with him, we often have these kind of moments, or like shows even, where afterwards you're just like ecstatic with joy, or you're just like, dude, like this was like magical, you know, today. So like, it's just really good music making. So that's, of course, those are highlights.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, a couple more. I'll get to deep questions. Why is music important to you? I'll leave it at that. I could give you more direction if you want, but I don't know.
Well, that's a very difficult question. I think music is just very important to life, to everyone. I can't imagine a life without music. Let's say whether or not I personally play an instrument or make music, then I will, you know, enjoy listening to music, or even like if you enjoy dancing, you will also listen to music. And anyway, then maybe a broader question would be, what is music? So, you know, going into all sorts of sounds and stuff. I mean, then if you look at really modern music, whether it's like compositions or like electronic kind of bands or people who experiment with sounds and so on, like basically everything and anything can kind of be music, right? Or musical. Yeah. Rhythmical, melodical,
like
different. yes. And for me, I mean, I grew up with music from my childhood. So, like, basically everyone. And I grew up in a big family of six kids. And, like, we all were allowed to choose a pet and an instrument. And also, like, my mom played the piano and recorder and guitar and so on. So, and also, until this day now, every time I go back to Berlin, for example, I mean, there will always be classical music playing in the kitchen, because that's where my mom does her magic. And so I think, like, from even before I was born, I already listened to
destined.
Music all the time.
Yeah.
So I can't escape it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, here, one more. I guess two more. Do you think that your national background has influenced, like, how has that influenced the music that you do now? I mean, I guess, you play classical music, I guess that's part of it, but do you, like, for example, I guess, you know, I always go places and people are always like, oh, American, you know, do you play jazz? Do you play jazz? Mm-hmm. You know, and people always want to play jazz, and yeah, I play jazz, you know, I don't know, like, what, how has that?
I don't think that, the music I make has much to do with my German background.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, classical, I think, whether it's in the States or in Germany or wherever, it depends maybe more on your social surrounding, like let's say your parents and your, you know, so that would be my cultural upbringing. But as far as, for example, German music goes, there's some cool stuff, but mostly, I mean, like if I think about German folks music, folk music or something, that is something that I'd rather not listen to. Embarrassed to say, maybe I should be more patriotic or something. But
but what do you think of like folk music that you do now? Is it more influenced by like other folk music from other countries?
Yes. I mean, when I think of German folk music or traditional music, you have this, this typical rum-tata sound or something.
Yeah, I guess I kind of know
what we play. It's more, well, I guess, classical English, Finnish, American, whatnot. And also even the German music that I do like is maybe influenced by American pop culture. So, you know, like there's some good like indie folk, indie rock German bands as well. But then to be honest, like where did that come from? Like that style definitely just like swept over from the States, right? So that's not really indigenous German music. That's hard to say.
I understand that. I guess that's all I got. That was great, thank you. Any other final comments you want to say or
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. Well,
but yes, okay, we can say as last sentence that music really is an international language.
Oh,
and
great.
I'm not just saying that, but I actually really believe it. And I do have like a small anecdote maybe for this. I mean, I used to also work for the German embassy here at the cultural section, and I was responsible for arts and music. So I put on exhibitions and also concerts, let's say at the ambassador's residence and so on. So we, for example, we had a German pianist who came over from Hamburg, then playing together with a Chinese guy on the run, a very old traditional Chinese instrument, and they didn't speak a word of, like, the Chinese guy didn't speak a word of English, and of course the German guy didn't speak a word of Chinese. And of course, like, organizational wise, you know, like, when what is the time frame and blah blah, all these were of course translated, but then musically they just, you know, it's all about listening and basically communicating, you know, you listen and you answer and so on. And they put on a great concert. They had played together like once before or something, and purely communicating through their music. And they were like really good friends in the end, you know, but they could not, like, was just language. They could not communicate at all. They could say like, hi, and maybe the name, my good friend, you know, something like this. And that was it. So it was all just the music. Yeah.
Cool. Well, good. So music is a universal language.
Yes.
That's our final point. I like it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to checking out your website.
Yeah, I'll...